Testing in the House chamber, Legislative Day 94.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Quick. Members and visitors are asked to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Quick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In respect for other faith traditions, could we please pause for a moment of silence before I pray a Christian prayer? Good morning, Lord. Thank you for this new day. No one can make a day but you, so we thank you for this day that you have made, and we rejoice and are glad in it. Please grant each of us hands to do your work and hearts just like yours, full of love, grace, mercy, compassion, and justice. And Father, while we have your ear, please continue to bless every family represented in this chamber and this great state. And though our session may be short this morning, we pray that your love and your blessings upon us last all of our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for July 14th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for July 14th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is so approved. Message from the Senate. The clerk will read.
House Bill 404, Senate Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act providing that the public safety answering points, regional public safety answering points, and other employees and agents of employees of law enforcement agents are not liable for damage in a civil action except for cases warranted in willful misconduct for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter Percent Rule 36B. Members, chairs informed this is just going to be a motion not to concur, so without objection, we'll add this to this morning's calendar. Court may continue.
House Bill 522, Senate Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to modify provisions regulating the service and release to alternative jurors for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter Percent Rule 36B. We'll go ahead and add it to this morning's calendar. Chair does not believe this is controversial, but we'll take a quick look at it. So, calendar. Representative Zachary, please approach the dais. House Bill 404, the clerk will read.
Representative Zachary and Warren, House Bill 404, a bill to be entitled immunity from 9/11 dispatchers, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Yadkin, Representative Zachary, recognize her motion.
Mr. Speaker, I make a motion to not concur.
Gentlemen's move that the House do not concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 404. Just a moment. House will come to order. The gentleman's recognized, like to briefly debate the motion.
Just ask everybody to vote yes.
Okay. Further discussion, debate? Not the question for the House. Adoption of the motion not to concur with House Bill 404. Senate Committee Substitute. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed to vote no. Clerk open the vote. Brendan Jones, aye. Destin Hall, aye. Blackwell, aye. Candy Smith, aye, no.
Aye. Candy Smith, aye. Hawkins, aye. Representative Terry on the floor. Representative Terry on the floor. Court clock machine record the vote. 106 haven't voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The House has not concurred with the Senate committee substitute. House Bill 404. The Senate will be so notified. House Bill 951. The clerk will read.
Representatives Ott, Zilker, Destin Hall, and Bell. House Bill 951, a bill to be entitled, an act to modernize North Carolina's generation of grid resources in rate making and invest in critical energy infrastructure for the benefit of customers. General Assembly of North Carolina and Act.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House. Passage of House Bill 951 on its third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk, the lock machine, record the vote. 60 having voted in the affirmative, 46 in negative. House Bill 951 passes its third reading. Bill is ordered engrossed and sent to the Senate. House Bill 522, the clerk will read.
Representatives Yarbrough, Stevens, and Zachary. House Bill 522, a bill to be entitled an act to modify provisions regulating the services or leases of alternate jurors. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Late, sorry, Representative Stevens, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, move that we do concur with the Senate's modifications.
Please move the House to concur. Further discussion, debate on the motion. What purpose, gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Richardson, rise.
Ask my co-chair a question if she'll yield.
Just a moment. Representative Stevens, the lady yield?
I do.
She yields. House will come to order.
Please excuse my ignorance on this late hour, but what are we voting on?
This is one in which we talked about with the alternate jurors remaining until deliberations were complete, and what the Senate did is pick up some other places where that occurred and added them into the same bill.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question for the House. Adoption of the motion concur with the Senate committee substitute. House Bill 522. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed to vote no. Clerk, open the vote. Representative Arp on the floor. Arp, aye. Representative Rogers, gentlemen intend to be the only no vote. Okay. Clerk Lock Machine recorded the vote. 106 have voted in the affirmative, one in the negative. House Bill 522, the House has concurred with Senate Committee Substitute. Bill's ordered enrolled, sent to the governor. What purpose, gentlemen from Union? Representative Brody, rise.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to be recorded as voting no on 951, please.
On which one?
951.
Jumbo, of course, haven't voted no on 951. Representative Belk, is that the same request?
No. Yes.
I saw that green light back there. I wasn't sure if it was the same. Lady will be recorded as having voted no on House Bill 951. Members, we have completed our calendar for the night slash morning slash week. Do we have any notices or announcements? For what purpose the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has floor. The House will come to order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As we move into a new day, that means we do have an opportunity to celebrate a new birthday. One of our Sergeant-at-Arms, Bill Moore, his birthday is today, and I think he's hiding around the corner. But would you join me in saying happy birthday to Mr. Bill Moore? Thank you.
That was good. That was good.
And members, what we will be doing, there's a few other notices and announcements. We are actually going to recess until 10 a.m. There will be no votes at 10 a.m. There will be no action taken other than, I believe we're doing ratifications and messages and a few administrative matters. Strike that. We actually will be able to adjourn and take care of that business, so we are going to adjourn this evening. For what purpose, the gentleman from Catawba rose and sets her eyes.
Make an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
In pursuant to the calendar, I would like to say, tell members of House Finance regarding our 10 o'clock meeting in the morning, I would like to say be there promptly, but you don't have to. That meeting has been canceled.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise.
Inadvertently pushed the green on 951 when meaning to push the red, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman be recorded as having voted no, House Bill 951. For what purpose, gentleman from Lincoln, Representative Sane, rise.
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Since we're all here, and I thought we'd make good use of our time tomorrow morning, House Appropriations will meet at 9 o'clock. We're taking up House Bill 420, and also ask you to bring your copy of the Senate budget. That's S-105. Thank you.
For purpose, lady from Guilford, Representative Harrison, rise.
Mr. Speaker, may I be recorded as a no on 522, please?
Lady will be recorded as having voted no on the motion to concur on House Bill 522. Members, for your planning purposes, we will, when we adjourn this morning, we are going to adjourn until Monday at 4 p.m. There will be no recorded votes on Monday. The chair does not anticipate any recorded votes on Wednesday either, on Tuesday. There is a veto override presently scheduled for Wednesday the 21st. The chair does believe that that is probably going to be removed from the calendar. We will notify members specifically on Tuesday. Specifically, we do have a number of members who've advised the chair that they're probably going to be out for different medical procedures. So I don't want to say who and what just to respect their privacy, but please know we do have some of our colleagues who are facing some pretty serious health matters right now, and ask that you remember our colleagues, maybe some of whom are unmentioned in your thoughts and prayers as we go forward. So I don't want to say definitively it won't be done Wednesday, but I feel confident it will not be done Wednesday, and I've advised our caucus that earlier today, but we'll let everybody know in advance. And we'll make sure the majority leader and the minority leader, Representative Reeves, know that as well at the appropriate time. For what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Gill, rise?
To ask the question of the speaker.
Ladies recognized.
Could you go over the schedule again for tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday, just so that I can make sure that I am clear on what it is?
Okay. So this takes care of our business for this week as far as votes. We're done. This is Thursday morning at this point. So we're done. We're done with session for this week after we adjourn. So nothing on course on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and so forth. Monday, there will be a no vote session at 4 p.m. And Tuesday, there will be a no vote session. We do have on Wednesday the joint resolution honoring former Representative Melanie Wade Goodwin. We are doing that. I understand the family is going to be here for that. There was also a veto override scheduled for Wednesday, and I just want to be just candid with, I do not think that we will take that up because, as I mentioned, there are several members who I know are going to be out with some health issues who advised the chair of that. So I doubt those will be taken up. We'll let everybody know for sure by Tuesday so you can know for sure. As a matter of fact, what would happen if we're not, it'll probably just be taken off the calendar Tuesday. That way you don't have to worry about it or be concerned or anything. So that's where we are on that. But so no further business this week. When we will next have recorded votes will be next Wednesday. Is that satisfied? Yes, ma'am. And for what purpose, the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Quick, rise.
To ask Representative Sane a question.
Representative Sane, gentlemen yield.
I yield.
He yields.
Thank you, sir. Is there a WebEx option for appropriations tomorrow? Do we need to be in person?
There's not. You have to be there in person.
So, any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Monday, July 19th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Carney, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday. July 19th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
The chair appoints the following conferees for House Bill 404. Immunity for 911 dispatchers. Those conferees will be Harry Warren, chair, Sarah Stevens, and Lee Zachary as members for the conference committee. The Senate will be notified by special message. The enrolling clerk reports the following bill is duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 126, an act to abolish obsolete boards and commissions that are no longer functional and to make other changes to boards and commissions. Senate Bill 196, an act to 1, update the mailing method of notice for judgment to better a debtor of an execution of sale in real property. 2, clarify the effects of default bid, private judicial sales, and public and private partition sales. 3, amend the tax foreclosure statutes and make technical changes. 4, make amendments affecting the validity of notarial acts. 5, make amendments affecting real property as recommended by the General Statutes Commission, and 6, to delay reassignment of District 36, Burke, Caldwell, and Catawba counties into separate prosecutorial districts. Senate Bill 198, an act to provide that the settlement agent may disperse settlement proceeds in reliance on a check drawn on the account or issued by a licensed mortgage lender, to make amendments relating to the North Carolina Commercial Receivership Act and to make technical changes in various laws regulating financial practices as recommended by the General Statutes Commission. House Bill 735, an act providing that a minimum of 3 competitive bids shall not be required for contracts for dredging services in the state's coastal waters to allow for the completion of dredging projects in a more timely and efficient manner. And the following bill duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of Secretary of State. Senate Bill 41, an act removing the cap on satellite annexations for the cities of Kings Mountain, Lowell, and Shelby, and the towns of Franklinville, Liberty, Ramshire, Stanley, and Vass.
Chapter bills be noted.
Special message from the Senate, Senate Chamber, July 15th, 2021. Mr. Speaker, pursuant to your message received today that the House of Representatives failed to concur in House Bill 404, Senate Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act providing that public safety answering points, regional public safety answering points, and their employees and agents and employees of law enforcement agencies are not liable for damages in a civil action except in cases of wanton or willful misconduct. The President pro tempore appoints Senator Sanderson, Chair, and Senators Newton and Davis on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved respectfully. Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate, noted.